But Lou, you mentioned about being PC and a few other things. What's this thing with PC and how can no one be offended against
Yeah,
their will?
back to that. Now, this is super important. I've been reading, I mean, writing rather, and teaching my students about this for a very long time. And I've made a couple of YouTube videos. If they got popular enough, they'd be yanked for sure. They'd be pulled. They're still up there because they don't have enough visitors. But here's the bottom line, okay? In a civilized society, and it doesn't have to be U.S. Constitution, it could be British law, it could be Canadian law, it could be Taiwanese law, but these are civilized societies. And one of the things that makes them civilized is that they don't allow citizens to go around harming each other. Okay, there's a remedy. You know, on a good day, people don't go out to harm each other. And if somebody does harm to somebody, then that person who has perpetrated the harm is accountable to the justice system for having done it, and there's going to be some kind of a remedy offered to society. You know, there's going to be a criminal prosecution or a civil prosecution or both, as is common in this country to harm doers, and that person will be brought to justice and made in some sense or other to make some kind of payment back to society or back to the person who was harmed. We just don't tolerate it. And for the most part, if you're harmed, you are an unwilling or an unwitting victim of a harm. You know, you didn't consent to be harmed. And moreover, under most civilized laws, you cannot consent to be harmed. They used to have a consent to be harmed. They called it dueling. You know, if a bunch of army officers were sitting around the table and someone said, you know, you offended me. Oh, I demand satisfaction, and let's go out and you know, we're going to try and kill each other. They have rules for that too, Marquis de Queensberry or whatever, the dueling pistols or swords and all this. But you know, that got abolished eventually because they realized this is not a good idea because it's very easy to. You know who were the first to abolish dueling? It's very funny, the French. And I speak French fluently. I'm quite at home in French cultures, but I want to tell you they can be very thin-skinned, and that's so they were losing. They were the first to abolish dueling in the military because they were losing more officers in duels than in combat.
Oh,
Left to their own devices, they were knocking each other off like there was no tomorrow. Every time someone looked the wrong way at someone, it was a duel. And they lost at least one mathematical genius that way, Galois, who founded group theory. It's a huge branch of mathematics. And he wrote in his diary he had to fight a duel the next morning, and he thought he was going to lose. He had a bad feeling about this one. And so he tried to write some notes that mathematicians had been deciphering for decades, you know, to work out what he didn't have time because he was killed in the duel. So that was not a good idea. And that was the last time you could really, in an institutional sense, consent to be harmed, right? Now, when you drive a race, if someone's driving Formula One, Carol, they're consenting to die too.
We sign waivers like crazy.
You got to sign, I'm sure, more than on a closing of a house. I mean, these days the lawyers are up to, you know, you're knee deep, so you got to sign all this. And if you step into a boxing ring, if you play any professional sport where potentially if things go wrong, you could be seriously injured or even killed, you're going to sign off. So that's a
Serving in the
consent.
military, same thing.
Military, big time,
Yeah.
big time, big time.